Well, oh, so close here for the Silver Tips, who find a way again to rally heroically out of a 3-0 hole. Unfortunately, must settle again for just the bridesmaid role in the OT and shootout session. Final score here in Kent, Washington, in a shootout, the Seattle Thunderbirds 4 and the Everett Silver Tips 3. Mike Benton with you alongside Justin Morrison in a game that got away very early here from the Tips. And they had to really dig down deep here for a point this evening. Very much a round of applause for that type of effort and execution.
Absolutely. And the coaching staff, I think to a man, I've heard each one of them say that when you fall behind, chasing the game becomes so difficult. And you think about then you have to, you know, make that exponentially more difficult as the T-Birds, you know, got further and further ahead. But Silver Tips buckled down, stabilized things, and then in the end found a way in the third period to take this thing to overtime, where just unfortunately, again, not very kind overtime has been to the Silver Tips, but a point nonetheless, and we'll see Seattle again very shortly.
It all began with Luke Ormsby getting a goal at 12:31 of the opening period. Anthony Bishop with the assist. After the Silver Tips were finding a way to keep momentum stabilized in the early going, but Seattle striking first, and then followed up on Zach Andrushak's fifth goal of the season at 18:03. Donovan Niles and Turner Ottenbright with the helpers, and, well, obviously the Tips had some work to do, down by two through just 20 minutes of play. Things got worse just 1:03 into the second period. On a delayed penalty, Donovan Niles dispatched off the bench and took a tape-to-tape feed from Ryan Gropp right in the slot, making no mistake on the wrist shot, and got number 9 of the season to make it a 3-0 game in one that was getting away from the Silver Tips in a hurry. Yet, didn't even need to use their timeout. They instead use the elements of time and eventually special teams to get right back into it. At the 10-11 mark, Dominic Zwerger on a power play goal made it 3-1. Now it is Zwerger for Fontaine, dropping it back. Davis setting up left point. His wrist shot knocked down. Rebound out of the reach. A center rebound for Zwerger. He scores! Dominic Zwerger, a power play goal. Make that 11 straight games with a point. The Silver Tips are on the board with 9:49 to go. It's a 3-1 game. So Zwerger pushing history to 11 straight games. Kevin Davis also now with a 12-game scoring streak to lead the WHL, a helper along with Matt Fontaine.
Well, and exactly. We're the two guys that have been carrying the Silver Tips here for a little while with those point streaks, and you're not going to score three goals all at once. You got to start somewhere, and that was the beginning of the comeback for the Silver Tips.
And then it was in the third period, 2 minutes and 3 seconds after the opening puck dropped, the Silver Tips cashing in with the Seattle Thunderbirds getting into penalty issues. First, a back-to-back power play goals in that third frame. Riley Sutter, number 12 on the season, to get the Tips back to within one. Tips are threatening. Davis back now for Zwerger. Center point Davis, right side by Cobb, walking in, drags. Now a shot, save, rebound, Sutter, he scores! Second power play goal for the Silver Tips, and 17:57 to go. Third period, guess who's back into it? It is the boys in green. It is a 3-2 game. And with that, Sutter picking up his 12th on the season and fifth point as well in the head-to-head series.
No, it was a great move by Bykoff, great stick handling and a ton of traffic, and it was so good, the setup to Sutter, who finished it off nicely, but the setup was so good, it actually drew a penalty.
With that, the Tips again cashing in. 3:15 to the third, Matt Fontaine stepping forward to make it a brand-new contest. Proper Zwerger now for Davis, right point. Up by Zwerger to the right point for Davis, who hangs on. Zwerger left circle going cross ice to Fontaine. He scores! Backdoor feed. The boys in green have made it a brand new game. Third power play goal. 16:45 to go. Third period. Matt Fontaine picking up number 11. We're tied at 3. So the Silver Tips digging deep, reducing Schoer Center to a mere library. You could hear a pin drop. Matt Fontaine, 3:15, the time of the goal, Swerger and Davis with the assist to cap off a rally of two goals in a span of 1 minute and 12 seconds.
And we mentioned how nice it was of the Thunderbirds to, you know, give the Silvertips those two power play opportunities, but you have to credit the guys on the power play units for making the most of it. It's one thing to get those opportunities. The Silvertips cashed in on them there at the start of the third period, and it was anybody's hockey game at that point.
From there, the Tips, oh, so many chances, but also needing some stepping up. Mario Petit, he did just that on a remarkable toe save against Ryan Gropp, all to make overtime possible. From there, back and forth chances. Tips own the chances and shots as well, 4-2. E2 Tallulah nearly putting it to bed in the dying seconds of OT, but Ryland Toth registering a big save to keep the game alive. And into the skills competition we went, where it was Keegan Kolesar in the top of round one, also involving a little bit of controversy. As they give the signal, and it is a goal to Kolesar when it's all said and done. Keegan Kolesar, who made the move on Mario Petit, looking to goal five hole. Originally, goal waved off. They went upstairs and ruled the momentum of Petit, and with their review enough to overturn the call, it stood as Kolesar made it 1-0 in the opening round.
Yeah, really tough break for the Silvertips and for Petit in particular, who came up with the save, really. I mean, he stopped Kolesar enough, but then the momentum, the puck just drifted back into the net. He was unable to keep the puck from crossing the line.
And Mario Petit responding with saves in rounds two and three on Alexander True and Zach Andrushak. All up to Devin Skoleski, bottom of round three, to keep the game alive. Skoleski dangling down the middle, in on Toth. The forehand, no chance. Off the heel of his stick, game is over, and that'll do it. Your final score in a shootout, the Seattle Thunderbirds 4 and the Everett Silvertips 3. So the Tips settle here for the shootout point once again, 25-5-6 and won their record this season.
Yeah, sort of a lot to digest in that hockey game. It was just, you know, it was uncharacteristically sloppy play in the first period from the Silvertips. It got better as the game went along. Clearly, they had the majority of the chances late in this game. They end up outshooting the Thunderbirds by a pretty considerable margin. And in the end, yeah, just the simple skills competition was the difference in the game.
Final shots on goal. Silvertips had the edge, 41-29. Mario Petit helping make clutch saves in the crunch time moments here with a 26-save effort. Ryland Toth, who made three saves on three shots in the shootout, picks up the win. He had 38 saves on the evening. The Tips special teams, though, a big part of this story. They went 3 of 4 in the man advantage. The Thunderbirds only get two power plays. They come up empty on both occasions. So the Silvertips now 3-0-1 in this head-to-head series. They move on now to Portland after rallying down by three. But this evening, Seattle escaping 4-3 in the shootout at Showare Center. For Justin Morrison, I'm Mike Benton for Silvertips Replay.